You know, we have an incredible radio celebrity, an incredible influencer with us who is on Cox 94.9 from 10 to 3 every day. Welcome, my friend, Alexia Gonzalez.
Hi, Nanette. Thank you so much for having me, a fellow radio gal.
Oh, yeah. Well, not so much. Listen, you know, you were on the cover of St. Pete Life magazine. Now you've got the new show, and you were everywhere. Tell us a little bit about how you spent Thanksgiving holidays on air.
Oh, wow. It was kind of a crazy week. I started out with Feed the Bay, which was our food drive with Metropolitan Ministries. We donated more than a ton of turkeys to families in need around the community and like 40,000 pounds of food. So it was a really successful way to kick off the Thanksgiving era. And then I did a live broadcast from the Gaylord Palms in Orlando for ICE. I hate saying that. For the ICE Christmas Spectacular.
Did you skate?
I did not get to skate, but I got to put on a parka and walk through the snow area. They have millions of pounds of freshly carved ice recreating movie scenes. So it was really cool to experience that. And then I had my family coming in from Miami. Well, my family's from Miami and Cuban, and then my husband's from Tallahassee and Polish-American. So I decided this year I wanted to host everybody in Tampa Bay and show them my little slice of paradise and everything that I've built in this community. And we brought everyone here. So that was quite an experience, very exciting, very passionate, if you will, having Cuban family members collide with my gringo family. They were like, what the heck is going on here? It was quite a fun weekend, and we had Cuban food and then turkey from Mazzaro's. So, you know, I can't complain.
Well, you have just, you know, you have the St. Pete Gals, and they're at the Moxie. And tell us a little bit about how you report on the Tampa Bay lifestyle, not just for the radio station, but really all over town and on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so I kind of started out as a host. I used to work in Spanish media in Miami, and then I moved to St. Pete about 8 years ago and worked with the Home Shopping Network as a host and then doing a lot of other things in the community and just really connected with the St. Pete area and felt like I wanted to highlight it in my content and tell the story of the businesses and the unique tapestry that is St. Pete and Tampa Bay. So that kicked off my platform, The Gala Life, where I share all the fun doings, and I just posted the dirty martinis that I drank at Slim Charmers the other night, and then St. Pete Gals kind of spun off as the content creator women empowerment arm of that, and it's an open community for all gals in Tampa Bay who like to do fun events, connect with one another, network, empower small business owners, and especially on a day like Giving Tuesday, we want to give back to those business owners in our community because small business is what fuels everything around us, really.
Well, I love that. And, you know, being an all-community, you know, an all-volunteer community radio station, we want to thank you for coming on today and taking, I mean, you've been on air for, you know, hours, and here you are, you know, sharing the importance of radio with everyone. Tell people in the community why radio is still a great way to celebrate and tell community stories.
Well, I grew up in radio. Both of my parents were in radio my entire life. So I started from a young age, you know, rattling around the DJ booths and doing jingles as a little kid and really loving that community of radio because it really is theater of the mind. It's still the only way we can connect with audiences in that way where we're really captivated. And I call my listeners bestie because I know you're in the car, you're in your space, you're getting your work done, you're maybe cleaning your house, you're, you know, doing what you do on a day-to-day, and you're listening to that person on the radio who is your best friend. So I find that to be such a special form of media, especially now with the intense instant gratification that everyone feels with scrolling and kind of that doom-scrolling effect. So radio really is this direct connection, and it's, you know, the last line. If everything goes down, you got to have a radio with you to survive and know what's happening in the world. And I just find that so wonderful. And also the mixture of music. I think music just brings so much joy, regardless of culture and language, it's the great connector.
So, you know, that I'm going to ask you, what's on your playlist for Christmas holiday music?
So quite a mix. Since I'm Cuban American, I have like some old salsa, some Pedro Navaja, some Bad Bunny with the current salsa. But then I'm an old soul, so I've got Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac on repeat. And then on Magic 94.9, we're playing your pop hits, your Taylor Swift, your Ariana Grande. So really just a mix of it all. And, you know, you got to dose in some Michael Bublé, some of the fun holiday songs, because we need that Christmas spirit right now more than ever.
Absolutely. We're going to sprinkle kindness like confetti all over our community. So tell us a little bit about your holiday memories growing up in a Cuban family in Miami.
Yeah, so it was always Christmas Eve was where our focus is. Christmas Day really isn't something we think about too much, so it's been interesting to merge with my husband's American culture and see the focus on the 25th, whereas we're, you know, up all night on the 24th, Noche Buena, we're roasting the pig underground with the palms. We actually just picked out the pork, and I named her Ophelia, and poor Ophelia. The fate of Ophelia is not a good one, because she's going in my tummy pretty soon. So we cook the turkey, or the pork underground in that way. We have a lot of music, a lot of coquito, which is a rum-based cocktail, rice and beans, and we stay up all night singing and then dancing and really partying into the evening, and then the next day is kind of like a hungover Christmas morning where you open presents.
You know, that's so, I'm coming to your house. Absolutely. I miss the tamale. You know, being in San Diego and having Christmas there, I miss the tamales, but now I think I'm going to miss the pork. Oh my God, with palm fronds and everything.
With everything, yeah, we go in on it. And then I also grew up in Miami with a lot of Jewish friends, so experiencing a lot of Hanukkah and a mixture of different cultures and experiences, which now shape the traditions that I have as an adult here in St. Pete and with my new community, which is just so exciting. So I'm looking forward to going around Beach Drive, seeing all of the lights, going to the different holiday pop-up bars, and having a very festive time these next few weeks.
So you're going to drink a peppermint martini with me?
I'm not a peppermint gal, but I will have a spicy, dirty martini with you while you sip on your peppermint.
That's
what I'm all about.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what styling for, what are we wearing to the parties, and what's going on with the St. Pete gals? I think you're doing something at the Moxie?
Oof, yeah, we have quite a lineup of events open to everyone in the community, and I want to stress that. You can follow St. Pete Gals on Instagram, and while we claim no boys allowed-ish, but we understand every gal needs a date, especially around the holidays. We want to get wined and dined, so you can bring your date for these. But we have an open market this Sunday at the Moxie starting at 10 a.m. It's a fitness holiday wellness kind of event where there's free yoga classes, free Pilates, and then there's a market with vendors that pop up, and we have food and drinks, and that's Sunday afternoon. And then the following Sunday, we have a pool party, the Naughty or Nice list, so you can join us even if the pool's heated. But if you're not feeling the pool, it's just a great way to kind of hang out on the rooftop and meet new people and enjoy the view of St. Pete. And then we have our St. Pete Gals holiday party at the Henley Hotel, or the Henley Club on Central Avenue, on December 20th, and that's at 6 o'clock. Everyone can come to that one. It's open to the public. So a lot of just free, fun, open events. And then I also want to share we're doing our Toys for Tots Toy Drive December 14th with Magic 94.9 at the Walmart on Oldsmar. So I'll be broadcasting live from there Friday the 12th. So many dates.
So many dates. So little time. So I have to ask you, since you are a trendsetter, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
Oh my God, those are my favorite. I love to wear old vintage ugly Christmas sweaters. I actually went to Art Pool, the thrift store, the secondhand thrift store, and picked out some fun, funky sweaters. I love an old blazer. I steal my mom's like 80s big shoulder plaid blazers and put pins and funky stuff all over them. So I think Christmas is all about expressing your individuality and having fun with it, but being very merry and sparkly.
I love that. Alexia, what are you doing Christmas Eve? You told us about Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve is coming. This has been an incredible year for you. What's on your resolutions for the next year?
Oh, geez. Well, we actually are doing a New Year's Eve party at the Moxie the 31st. Christmas, I still just don't know. I feel like I'm still getting over Thanksgiving. And Nanette, I mentioned to you, my family got into a little bit of a family tuft or an argument. I don't want to call it an argument, but we had some drama over Thanksgiving because of political arguments that were discussed over the Thanksgiving table, which is unnecessary. Politics and holidays do not mix. So I'm kind of sick of my family right now. I don't know if I want to see them on Christmas, so we'll see what I'm going to do.
That's what we love about Alexia Gonzalez. And, you know, I just can't tell you. I mean, you are just everywhere that needs to be. We just love you. We're so glad that you've gone from the cover of St. Pete Life magazine into the radio station at Magic 94.9. Wishing you the best holiday. We look forward to being together again on air.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Jeanette. Appreciate all that you do for our community, and can't wait to give back this Giving Tuesday.